and is the number one speed sailor in Great Britain. It's a very good evening to Zara Davis. Good evening to you, Zara.
Good evening, Johnny.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for joining us. So tell us more about speed sailing. Is my description right? I mean, you've basically got to peg it as fast as you can.
That's basically it, yeah. You have to sail as quick as you can between two marks. The two main distances are either a mile, or the gold standard distance is really 500 metres. And you come into the course and you sail as fast as you can. The heats last 2 hours and you just keep going round and round and trying to get the fastest time possible.
So what are the ingredients to going very quickly? First of all, not yourself and your equipment, but sort of tidal stuff. Does it have to be very flat?
It has to be windy, obviously, certainly more than 20 knots of wind. The flat makes a big, big difference. The flatter it is, the faster you're going to go. And preferably no tide. In the event that I do, we have a tidal limit, so if it's too tidal, they won't count the record.
So when you set your world record for the mile, what was the top speed that you got to there?
The world record, it stands at 34.74 knots, which is pretty much 40 miles per hour.
And what is that sensation like when you're going that quickly?
Amazing, absolutely fantastic. Not as scary as you think, because usually when you do a really, really good run, everything feels perfect. Actually, the rig feels light, you're scooting along the water, and there's that nice sound of the water under the board, and actually it feels a really smooth run. The run where it's all difficult and you're really fighting the wind, that's usually your slower run. So it never feels as fast as it really is. Sometimes the slower ones feel faster.
So what makes you, Zara, so good at this? I mean, obviously you've been windsurfing for a long time, but what particular attributes do you have that make you that little bit faster than everyone else?
I think as much as anything else, it's dedication. I'm big, which helps. I'm tall, I'm 6 foot tall, and I'm reasonably heavy, so 78 kilos. So I'm the biggest girl on the windsurfing speed sailing circuit by quite a way. That does make a difference to speed. They always say fat is fast, and all of the top men tend to be in the 120 kilo range, which is fairly large even for guys. I do a lot of weight training. I've got a fantastic personal trainer in Delmer, and I do some lifting with her. I Nordic walk, I run, I row. So I do lots of training to try and keep my weight up and to keep strong. I think that's one of the important things, is you got to be very strong to do the sport I do. But the ladies I race against who are, only just behind me can be tiny too. So a lot of it's in skill of windsurfing, trying to pick the right gust, see the gust on the water and head for that, and try and keep the board as flat as possible.
How expensive is it to do? Is all the equipment quite pricey? If you want a top-of-the-range windsurfing kit, how much is that going to put you back?
I guess if you want to do it at my level, yes, it is reasonably expensive. I've got some great sponsors, but if you want to do it at a slightly lesser level, I mean, Weymouth Speed Week, for example, is open to all competitors in the UK and abroad to come here and speed sail. And you can enter, with a board that you can buy, over the internet or from your windsurfing shop or, from a friend. And, some of the older boards are quite quick, and you can probably pick up a second-hand board for £100, £200, £300, something like that. And a rig will cost you perhaps a little bit more. At my end, a lot more expensive. The boards are sort of £1,200 to £1,500, and then you've got a rig of a similar price on top of that.
And just finally, how big is windsurfing in the UK at the moment? I mean, I often see people windsurfing on lakes and so on, but is it a big sport?
It was a huge sport in the 80s. I don't think many of us saw cars that didn't have a windsurfer on the roof. I think it lost its popularity, became a little bit too hard to do and a bit too technical. But I think now the manufacturers have realised that windsurfing needs to be accessible to everybody. The kit's light, it's not too expensive, it's outdoorsy sport, People are coming back into it, and it's becoming bigger. And speed sailing is probably the easiest thing to get into competitively. You don't need to be able to do complicated jibes or fancy turns. You just need to be able to sail in a straight line between two points, and pretty much everybody can do that, so everybody can enter. And it's not something that you're fighting against somebody else for, like racing. It's a sort of personal battle with yourself against the time.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us, Zara, and good luck with all your speed sailing in the future. Zara Davis there.
Thanks, Zara. Thanks, Johnny. Fat is fast. That's good to hear. Now, Eddie Fryer is in Tilsley. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Stuart.
Which is Tilsley? Is that Bent?